We're going to have a meeting in there.
Amen.
Praise God. Who would have thought of it? Amen. We can't do it till we get changed, but we're going to get changed. And we're going.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You may have seen it this evening. Praise God. The Lord is good, isn't he? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord bless each one tonight. We give everyone a warm welcome in their service. And those that's here and those that's not here, may the Lord bless all this evening. Some sad news was there's a wee fella in James's school. There's a funeral tomorrow. 9 years of age, died with cancer. And we just want to just remember that God will remember the family and bless the family at this time. And that the Lord will just undertake, praise God, 9 years of age. But you know, the Bible says, and the Jewish people believe, that a young person can't be judged by God in terms of being condemned till they come to the age of understanding. So whatever that age of understanding is, some people reckon about 14 years of age. I suppose everyone's different, but we know that a baby doesn't go to a place called Limbo Land, but I believe it goes to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And if they're not to that age of understanding, I believe they go to be with the Lord. And thank God tonight for that. And then also last night, in the middle of the night, I shared with one brother, and I won't mention the man's name in case somebody would hear this recording, but there's a man messaged me last night in the middle of the night. He said he was suicidal and he felt like killing himself. And I messaged another brother, he sent me a scripture and different things, and I messaged him on back, and obviously we were praying for him. And then later on the day, he said that the depression had lifted.
Amen.
And he felt okay. But that's the devil.
Glory.
That's the devil that tells you to kill yourself. That's him.
Right.
He is a killer. He's not a transformer, he's a deformer.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
Right.
And the father of lies. That's why there is liars, because of the devil.
Right.
He told the first one.
Right.
And then it went on from there. Sin started. And we know God kicked him out of heaven. There was a war with the angels in heaven. And a third part of them followed him. And then we know over in the book of Job, there's angels held in chains and reserved unto darkness. Amen. Then, you know, it's working the day as well as away the day. And, you know, I'm working with a big fella. I suppose he's rough to some people. But, you know, I really could talk to that man. It's just been me and him away by ourselves, away out in the middle of nowhere working with machines. And there was a minister had a thing up, and he said, you know, Apple phone's not the first Apple, for Eve ate an apple. Now I was going to tax him back publicly, but I said, I'm not going to do it, I'll just leave it. But that's a lie. Eve ate no apple. And there's nowhere in the Bible to tell you that Eve ate an apple.
Amen.
There's not one verse say she ate an apple.
Amen.
But some fella imagined she ate an apple. You know, one preacher said, if apples made them realize they were naked, it's time to pass them out again. But you never eat an apple. And you know, this is the truth. I took the Bible today away doing a job with a man that's not even saved or going to church. And he asked me the questions, and I think he thought they wouldn't be fit to be answered, but God has an answer for everything.
Amen.
And we opened up the Word of God, went in the middle of nowhere, and he's seen a lot of things that some professing Christians wouldn't be fit to see. And then we went from that to original sin right there in Genesis, and I read him all through them scriptures, and he says, I can see it, and he thought it was powerful. Then we went over to Matthew 28, to the commission. They did a go and baptizing in his name, not the title, but the name. Then we went to Acts 2:38, and we saw what that name is. Amen. And that's another one a lot of Christians wouldn't have it either. It would stumble them. But yet with all the Word of God.
Amen.
You see, you cannot. God doesn't need to apple added into the scripture when it's not in it.
Amen.
Don't add it in, because it's not there to start with.
Glory.
They ate forbidden fruit, but it doesn't say. Tell you it's an apple.
Right.
Original sin. And thank God we're not in darkness to these things, but we thank God for the truth.
Glory.
And a man that's not saved could see it. And you know, at the end of the day, when the true seed falls on the ground, what does it need? It needs someone to water it. Amen. Let's turn to the Word of God tonight. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures in Genesis, but pray. Pray also for this man that God will move on him. I don't want to mention his name because we're on recording or anything, but people that probably can guess know him. And also for this family, I can't remember their name, but
Watsons.
The Watson family, praise God. They came here, wasn't it? And 9 years of age, that wee lad. We need to pray for comfort for them as well. And, you know, I was talking to a woman as well. There's a woman at my house the other night, a young, fairly young woman, but she's went through a lot of things with marriage and things. And got talking with her as well, me and Sharon. And, you know, God can do anything.
Yeah.
You know the problem? You know the problem is with a lot of Christians today? They're trying to put people into the wee categories. Then they think they'd be good candidates. The best candidate for God's raw one. A raw one. A sinner. That's what he come
for.
And I'll tell you, you don't need to look at nobody else. Look at yourself before you were saved. And I'm telling you, that's all you need to look at. And if God can save you or me, he can save anybody. That's the truth.
Amen.
I never look past myself because I was as big a sinner as anybody. And I was thinking about it. It's good to bring the children up in the way of the Lord, and it's good. We believe that. We know that. But some of them will go off. Now I have children that's grown now myself and they're doing their own thing. I can't put their arm up their back and force them into the church here. And you can't do it either. When they're 18, they'll do what they want. But I'm telling you one thing. How did I come? I was thinking about this the other day. How did I come? Nobody brought me in with my arm up my back, but God spoke to me. God spoke to me. Now if God can speak to me, God can speak to your son or your daughter or my son or daughter. No matter where they are, what they're doing, God can speak to them. The same God. Just like the ark, God brought them in. No one ever went out with a lasso to catch himself a kangaroo and a leopard and a lion and all them different things. He never done it. God brought them in. Isn't that the truth? Imagine him trying to catch one of them big hippos out in Africa, brother. You ever see them things? I'm telling you, they're big. We talk about a bull over here in a field. A bull's nothing to a hippo. I saw them when I was out in Malawi, and I'm telling you, they're big. You look it up yourself, and they're tons of weight, and they swallow it. You know, more hippos kill people than a lot of sharks and things do. Hippos eat a lot more people. You'll never hear much of that, but that's the truth. But God can speak to people. Let's read this tonight, and we'll get to the Word of God. And I don't want to be too long this evening, praise God. How many more than 2 hours?
Amen.
Glory to God. That got his attention.
Amen,
brother.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's read verse 1 of Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Amen.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll bless your word. Your word is blessed, but bless it to us. Help us. Open our understanding. Give us the eyes salve of the Spirit and the Holy Ghost, and the wine of stimulation of revelation. In the name of Jesus Christ upon our beings tonight. Lord, cover us with your blood. Forgive us for every wrong thought, every wrong word, and every wrong deed. We crucify the flesh afresh under the word and the will of God in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for this dear family, Lord, at this time bereaved, at the going of this young boy. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus Christ for great comfort and strength to be able to manage and go through at this time. In Jesus' precious name. I'm asking you for that man that you know that messaged me, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll deliver him completely. Rid him of every devil and the works of the devil, and deliver him by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke the devil over him and in him, and ask the Holy Ghost to come on him, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. I claim him for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Pray for that other man that heard the word of God today. Your word is a seed.
That's right.
Jesus Christ, we pray. Meet every need in this room tonight for the unspoken prayer requests, for the desires upon people's hearts and minds. Father, grant it and bless and prosper your people in this room and save every one of our children and relations. We claim every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ this night, and we plead your blood upon them. Lord, I need the Holy Ghost to help me, and I take it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one this evening. In the beginning, God. That's how you start. Not man, not anything else. In the beginning, God. That's how the book starts. Isn't that great? In the beginning, God. God said, God done, God moved. Hallelujah. In the beginning, regeneration, like the work of creation, has its beginning in God. And every one of us was regenerated by the power of the Spirit of God and the Word of God. John 3, verse 5, Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot see, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. New creation, like the old, begins with the Word of God. And I want to spiritualize this tonight from the making of the world and what God done to ourselves. And what God does in us. And what God can do in a man and what God can do in a woman. The Word of God, the moving of the Spirit of God. Compare this tonight. I want you to compare this tonight here with the expression of a soul passing from death into life. The state of disorder is what you look at first of all in the world. And every single man and every single woman born of a woman is in a state of disorder.
Yes.
That's the truth. Amen. In a state of disorder, they're also in a state of confusion.
Right.
They're in a state of disorder, they're in a state of confusion, and there's an emptiness.
Right.
There's an emptiness. We are made, God made us so that we could worship Him.
Amen.
And you know that before he was known as God, he was a self-existent one. How many knows that? And he made the angels to worship him, then he was God. The object of worship. And he needs all our worship. He will not give us glory till another. And there's nothing that we are to put above God. But God must be number one. Then there's the darkness. So there's the confusion, there's the emptiness, and there's the darkness. And every man without Christ is in confusion, and he's empty, and he's in darkness. Doesn't Ephesians say we all walked as children of the night?
Yeah.
Led by the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of darkness. The spirit of rebellion, the spirit of lawlessness is in the world today. It's at its peak. It's greater than it ever was. You see, brethren, let's not forget, when the seven seals was opened, a prophet of God said, there's more devils loosed in this age than any other age. We are living in the last days, the day of deception, where women can go down the street naked and they don't know they're naked because there's a spirit on them. It's a spirit. But yet, when the gospel goes out to Africa and places, and I know Africa's heard the gospel now, but parts of the world has never heard it, and people that are naked, when they hear the gospel, what do? They dress themselves. Is that right?
Yeah.
They put on clothes. And you notice in Genesis, the first thing God did when he came to them, he made them clothes. That's the first thing God done. He dressed them because they knew they were naked. So the thing that undresses them is not God. It's someone else. It's the devil. It's the spirit of deception. And that's what's in the world today. Confusion, deception. The earth was without form. No order. Nothing in harmony with the ultimate purpose of God. But God changed that. Even though it was out of order, God put it in order. How? He spoke it. Then the Spirit moved. Amen. Spoken words, the original seed. God spoke. No perfect thing. The carnal mind is at enmity against the spiritual things. That's what the Bible tells us. There are foolishness unto them. And spiritual things is foolishness to the man or woman that's not regenerated. But unto us that are saved, it's not foolishness. We know it's the truth. Emptiness, void. Emptiness, that's what it means. Utterly unable of a self to produce any good, you know, thing like life, fruitfulness, or the gifts. And the Bible says, in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Romans 7 verse 18. If a man is not born again, and there's no good thing in any man, you can never go to the man to get some good thing. If that man's not, Jesus said, there's none good, no, not one. That's the words of the Lord. And I believe his words tonight. And I'll tell you, any man can do. People, you know, you hear people, some people say, oh, I would never do the like of that. I hear people saying, he should be put to death. He should be put down for the things he's done. I would never do the like of that. You see, the man that says that, he could do it tomorrow. If God lifted his hand for a moment, isn't that right? Any one of us could do anything. It's by the grace of God we're here tonight. It's the Lord that's kept us. It's the Lord that preserves us. That's why the Bible says, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. I've started to pray and thank the Lord, and I'm saying, Lord, every morning I pray, I thank you, Lord, that if I acknowledge you, you will direct my path. Thank you for the direction. That's the word of God. His words are up on our feet and light on our path. We need the word of God. Not somebody's idea and opinion, but the word of God. Hallelujah. So you see, God brings forth this out of emptiness. God brings something. Man is utterly void apart from the moving of Spirit. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Job 14 verse 4, not one. Who can do it? But our God, with the moving of the Spirit, can do anything. Darkness. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. There can be nothing but darkness till the light is sent forth. And the light has been sent forth. Jesus Christ is the light that's sent forth. Amen. You know, the Old Testament says in one place, turn us again, and we shall be seen. Save us, and we shall be seen. Amen. And the light was sent forth, and the darkness comprehended it not. Thank God for the power of the light. The smallest light will defeat the darkest room. Isn't that the truth? A matchstick lit in a dark room will give you enough light, you'll see where you're going. Just a wee matchstick. A small wee candle will take you through the darkness. And Jesus is not a small wee candle, for the Bible says he's the light of the world. Hallelujah. And the gospel lights you up. And you know what that means, brother? You're lit up. That's the truth. Who wants to be lit up for the Lord? I tell you, one of a glow in the night. Amen. Filled with the oil of God. Lamp trimmed and burning. 2 Corinthians 4, 6, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Glory to God, it's the light.
Amen.
I tell you, if God can do it in creation, God can do it in any man or woman. No matter what condition they're in, God can move them. The God that could take a man from dust and make him could change one that's still here. No matter what condition he's in.
Amen.
Amen. He could change him. Never give up. Never give in. Claim the blood. Claim the victory. Claim them. The worse they go at it, the harder they go at it. You need to hit the devil a good kick spiritually and go at him the harder with your teeth grinned. Amen. And pray them in the more. And the worse they seem to go, pray the harder. And that's the attitude we need today. We need a spirit of stickability and stimulation to drive us forward for God. Amen.
Amen.
The work of the Spirit moves. Isn't that what it says? The earth may move, but its own motions can't mend it, can't do one thing for it. Isn't that right? And a man that moves of his own self means nothing. But when the Spirit of God moves the earth, it moves. It changes it when the Spirit of God moves in the earth. And when the same Spirit of God moves in me or you, it changes us. Because it's the creative power in the Spirit of God. Amen. It must be moved upon. Regeneration is not the outcome of a movement of, you know, the natural heart and the natural movement of the natural man. It's not evolution. But it's creation. No such thing as evolution. It's creation. It's the power of the Spirit of God through the spoken word. Creation that done it. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in But old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
Amen. God changes people. You know, when people get saved today, there's too much baby in them. I believe that. There's too much carrying them on the back and giving them a couple of walking sticks.
That's right.
If they're really born again, you're not fit to beat them down.
That's right.
I'm telling you. When you really get saved and God does something on you, I'll tell you what, you'll be hard to put back.
That's right.
If you're in the right foundation, you'll not be moved.
Amen.
But if you're in wood, hay, and stubble, they'll blow you over.
Right.
Blow you down. But we're on the rock, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
On a solid foundation tonight. Amen. And the old boy can come and huff and puff and blow all he wants, but we're on the rock.
Amen.
We're not moved. Amen. You know, the Bible talks about people being moved with every wind and wave of doctrine. They're moved.
Right.
Amen. They're Baptist one week, they're Pentecostal one week, then a Presbyterian another week. They don't know what they are. But we're children of God every week.
Amen.
Amen. We're in Christ. No name but Christ, no book but the Bible. No denomination.
Hallelujah.
A lodge. It's not a lodge you need, it's Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not a movement you need, it's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. A lot of people say, I belong to this, I belong to that. I belong to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I belong to Jesus. That's all that counts.
Amen.
If you belong to Him, everything's going to be alright.
Amen.
Amen. Born not of the will of man, but born from above. John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Yeah.
I tell you, the Spirit of God can move in a man that's absolutely dead and in darkness and void and empty. And the Spirit of God can move on him and change him. A girl that could be an absolute down and out drug addict, she could be 30 and look 60. And the Spirit of God could deliver and change her, lift her under her feet.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, you take a photograph of her 6 months later, you'll not believe it's even her. The power of God can do it.
Amen.
I tell you, God's real.
Amen.
I seen a man in California, and he came in a meeting, and he levitated, floated with a demon power was on him. And he's full of devils. And he'd been in all the wee meetings, and they're all their pages, Bible studies and all the rest of it, and they talked about deliverance. They've done them type of services that goes on here in some places in Ireland as well. Where you've got a wee room and you tell some man all your sins, absolute rubbish. I'll tell you that now. When the Holy Ghost moves, you'll not need to go in some room to tell a sinner that's as big a sinner as you what you've done last week. The Spirit of God will break the yoke. God will deliver every time. That's absolutely the truth. Now I tell you, God spoke to him and he says, I'm going to deliver him tomorrow. And as the next day in the service, and that man come in, and the demons manifested. I was preaching in a house and he come in the middle of it, and the anointing of God broke loose.
Amen.
And he filled 6 carrier shopping bags would come out of him, and God delivered him.
Amen.
He completely delivered him.
Amen.
And 2 weeks later, he came back to the house and introduced himself to me, and I says, I don't know you. I've never seen you before. And he says, I'm the man God delivered.
Amen.
And he told me a list of things that was wrong with him. It involved the witches, involved with everything. And he used to even be a pastor of a church, and God set him free and delivered him. I tell you, God's able. The anointing of God will do it.
Hallelujah.
Anointing of God will do it. A sheet of paper won't do it.
Amen.
Never do it. But the power of God will do it.
Amen.
And if you've got real tongues, not something copying some other person, but the real gift of tongues will break through in the heavenly places. I believe that with all my heart. It'll do something when you start talking to them. When God gets on you and you start going in a heavenly language, praying mysteries that the devil doesn't know what you're praying,
yes,
things will start happening.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the devil doesn't want tongues.
Right.
He wants them on the shelf in every church.
Yes.
Kick the shelves down, what I say. Get rid of them.
Amen.
We don't need no shelves. We need the power of God. Like never before. We don't need to go and sit under someone that says it's not for today.
Right.
The I was.
Yes.
We need to hear I am.
Amen.
Amen. Not I was, I am. The same. When he spoke here in Genesis, he's the same tonight.
Amen.
The Spirit of God could move. respecter of persons.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And my Bible says in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not.
Yes.
Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
And Paul the Apostle says, speak those things that are not as though they were. Is that the truth? Praise God, the power of God's word. God said, and there it was. He spake, and it was done. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart. If the real Holy Ghost moves in a meeting, it will discern, and it won't detect nobody in the room. Hear me this evening. Where's the gifts of the Spirit where it says that one will reveal the secrets of the heart through the gifts, and they'll fall down and say, God's in there for truth. Where's that in the room? That's in the church. How many believes that? That's the Bible. That's the real Spirit of God. We need meetings for the Holy Ghost moves. Not to take somebody in a room somewhere. Now, I'm not against it. Somebody could come to the pastor and get prayed for. That's all right. But I tell you, I've seen a lot of nonsense over the years where it wasn't really God. But when it's really God, something will happen. Somebody will be changed. That's the one thing about it. They'll be changed. Whatever the devil made them do, that power will be broke.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. This word, this mighty moving, recreating energy is in the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Lazarus, come forth, Jesus said in John 11:43. And a man that was dead 4 days come out of the grave, still wrapped up.
Amen.
Still wrapped up, is that right?
Amen.
And he said, you better loose him and let him go.
Glory.
Dead for 4 days. And God raised him.
Amen.
And Smith Wigglesworth, only a man saved by the grace and power of God, saw 22 people raised from the dead.
Glory.
And that's what God's able to do. I tell you, God's able to do it.
Yes.
We should not limit God. The Bible warns us, limit not the Holy One of Israel. Is that the warning of the Bible? The Bible says that ye shall know your God in the last days, and ye will do exploits.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We want to be people that does the exploits.
Amen.
For God. I'm going to have to close in a moment, but you know, I know I've told this a load of times, and I'll probably tell it a load of times more, but it blesses me every time. Wigglesworth stayed with a man and had no faith. All he had was stumps. And he told him to go down to the shop tomorrow and get himself a pair of shoes and put them stumps in them and they'd get feet. And that fella complained to God all night, saying, what sort of a boy is this talking to me like that? And the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, you do what my servant told you. And he went to the shop the next day before it was open and he was waiting. As soon as the boy opened it, in he got. And he asked the boy for a pair of shoes. And the man in the shop looked at him and he said, but you have no feet. He says, I never asked you for feet. I asked you for shoes.
Amen.
And when he put his stumps in the shoes, God gave him the feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's the power of God.
Yes.
That's what the power of God can do.
Amen.
Our God's able to do it.
Amen.
He's able to do it. I'm telling you, we better not forget the things that God is able to do. Don't let somebody brainwash you out of it.
Amen.
Right.
And give you something lesser.
Amen.
God is able to do it. God can use you.
Amen.
God can use any one of you in this room tonight. God can move on you tomorrow. Say to you, I want you to speak something. And God can do it through you.
Amen.
Because he's no respecter of persons. He can do it through you if he wants to do it. I can tell you that right now. You don't decide it, he does. Didn't the prophet of God say, he said, I was only there when he appeared. He says, he never brought him. It was God that came. It was God that appeared. It was God that said it. And the wonder, wherever me and you were, it was God that came to us. It was God that spoke to you. It was God that spoke to me. It was God that changed us. And that same God that spoke to you in a time past can speak to you again. How many believes that's the truth tonight?
Amen.
He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God can go silent for a time, but God can still come back and speak.
Amen.
How many believes that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We need to create an atmosphere for him.
Right.
Amen. We need to create aroma for God to come in. Hallelujah. Like in the tabernacle, the incense burned before the Lord. down into the valley. The first of 10,000 to my soul. He's all that and he's more. Praise God. He's El Shaddai, the strong blessed one of Abraham. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shekinah. Glory!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, he's wonderful tonight. The divine separation. God divided the light from the darkness. When God moves on a man or a woman, he can split them. He can split them out from wherever they're at. Well, I don't know how I could get them away from that. You'll never do it yourself. But God in a moment can do it.
Amen.
God can split them. I used to wonder how I could leave these fellas and that fella. But I can guarantee you when God got a hold of me, they left me. They wanted nothing to do with me.
Yes.
That's how easy it was. Never had to tell them to clear off. They cleared off.
Yes.
They wanted nothing to do with me. They stopped calling and they stopped coming. God knows how to split you. Glory to God. That's the truth. Amen. You'll not want to fly with the crows after God gets you. You'll want them up with the eagles. And the crows won't be able to follow you. They're not built for the places, the heavenlies, that the eagle can go into. The crows will evaporate up there. They'd fall to pieces.
The
rays would fall out of or something. The rays are nothing but sticking up in them heights. That's the truth. How many knows that's the truth? I'm telling you, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I tell you, when God gets you, he'll separate you. I hear stories of people, different people in this country, oh, he could see you. And they're involved with some sort of paramilitaries and things, and then 30 years later, they're still involved. Well, they never could see him, sorry. They never could see him. They might have went somewhere and lifted their hand, but they're not seeing him because of their sin, they're separated. And they won't have to leave it and kick them out. I'll guarantee you that. If they got the real thing, they'll get rid of them. They'll be glad to see them out the door. Amen. Not the truth. Too hot to handle.
Glory.
That's the sort of Christians we need today. Too hot to handle. Amen. There's a fella showing up on Facebook today when Wesley went into England and preached. And he had a full list of all the places that kicked him out. They kicked him out everywhere.
Right.
Every church he went to, he was chased.
Yes.
He preached in the streets, they chased him and stoned him.
Okay.
They didn't say he's a great fella. That was John Wesley, a messenger to one of the church ages, and they chased him and stoned him.
Yes. That's right.
This be done on a dry tree, what'll be done on a green tree, Jesus said. And they call the master of the house Beelzebub. How much more shall they call it servants?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's give you power over the devil, brother and sister. You need to know who you are tonight. Do you know who you are? You're the redeemed of the Lord.
Yes.
You're the redeemed of the Lord. I'm going to have to close. You're the redeemed of the Lord. And you need to say so.
Amen.
Amen. Say so. Hallelujah. Say so.
Amen.
That I'm saved. Say so. That I'm healed. Say so. That I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Say so. Because it is so.
That's right.
So say it so. Speak those things that aren't as though they were.
Glory.
My son's going to be saved. My daughter's going to be saved. My sister's going to be saved. My brother's going to be saved. Oh, but did you see where he was? I couldn't care where he was. If you could see what God can see, you'd be surprised what God sees. Because God sees the end from the beginning. And he doesn't see it the way man sees. And he says, I knew you ever before you were formed. Ever before you were in your mother's belly, I knew you. And ordained you prophet, he said to Jeremiah, isn't that the Bible?
Yes.
He saw him and he saw you. Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to become the sons of God. Whatever God's foreordained, it'll happen. Amen? People say, if you don't do it, God will get somebody else to take your place. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. Because that would mean then God failed. They'll be like the sermon a boy preached over in America, a hotshot preacher, burner's tapes, every one of them. He said, I'll tell you the biggest failure. I built the congregation all up for the big downslide. The biggest failure ever was God. And people still listen to that false prophet. And they still promote him. I would not promote a list of boy that got that said over there, right there. How many believe that?
Great.
I tell you, God never failed.
Amen.
God in a place. before Adam fell. God had a plan in place, and the devil's only a tool in the hand of God. Not what's happening, it shouldn't happen. God's in control of everything. We just mightn't understand it, but he knows what he's doing. We need to acknowledge him. We need to acknowledge him. In every situation, acknowledge him. Acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways, and he will direct your paths. Hallelujah. Let's come and seek the Lord tonight. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening that you're in absolute control. You assume full and total responsibility. Pack of the devil at Calvary. You bruised his head and your heel was bruised. You defeated him. You took the keys of death, hell and the grave, and you rose triumphant over the foe.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you said, I am he that was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
Yes.
And have the keys of death, hell, and the grave.
Yes. Lord, Jesus.
Lord, you're coming for your people again.
Amen.
You're coming to get us. We're going to leave this world behind.
Amen.
But Lord, we pray ere we leave. Oh, God, visit our children.
Amen.
Visit the mother, the father, the aunt, the uncle, the brother, the sister. I don't care what pub they're in or what club they're in, but I pray in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, this very evening, that the Spirit of God will move in every single one of them.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we send your word. And you said in the beginning, I sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them. Send your word over them tonight. Speak a word into their innermost being. Speak a word within them.
Yeah.
A word with power that'll change them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke the devil over every brother and sister in this room and over every home.
Yes,
and every home representative. We pray for every sister, every brother in this congregation, that the power of God will come on them in a mighty way, in a new way, and an anointing that will break and destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, visit us with the power of the Holy Ghost afresh. Move upon your people. Open the windows of heaven tonight and pour out a mighty blessing upon your people. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll inspire men and women to pray in this room. Prayers inspired of God that will stop the devil down and lift the name of Jesus up. We lift you up, Lord, tonight. Lord, we know you are lifted, but we lift you with adoration, with praise, and we say there's no one like you, Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, who only does wondrous things. Be lifted up, ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory but the Lord mighty in battle? Lord, you're the Lord mighty in battle tonight. You promised when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Oh God, bless this evening. Bless sweet Jordy and his wife, Winifred. Bless Sister Eiling Jones, my Auntie Eiling. Lord, and each and every single one, Lord, I pray for the children of this fellowship, for the wives at work, the nurses, and each and every one, bless them, strengthen them, cover them with your blood, keep them from all the wiles of the devil, I pray. Lord, I'm asking you for children that's on people's hearts and minds tonight in this congregation. Oh God, move them in a very special way. Move them, God. Move them by the power of God. Let the blood of Jesus go over them. Protect them from the devil in this evil age. And oh God, bring them in and their children in. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Oh Lord, I'm asking you for this Sunday, for the brother John, bring the word of God. Did you bless him and anoint him? Give them that which we need to hear, Lord, and move in these meetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Have your way. Lord, if a brother goes on his holidays, bless him, bless his family. Give them their heart's desire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, Lord, visit everyone, every single one, every mother, every father. For the widows, bless them, strengthen them. Touch the wee mother, Lord. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, bless her, strengthen her.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Oh God, move on your people. Move on my own sister. Move on my brothers. It's not God saved Aaron and David. Oh, God, deliver David. Break the power of the devil over his life. Speak in him with the power of the Holy Ghost. Move him tonight. Give him the drink of it, bitter to the taste. Oh, God, make it like poison. Like that wee man, Methodist man that you delivered, the coal miner. Every tavern he went to, they threw him out because he thought they're selling bad drink. Doing Davy, Lord. Make it bad this taste that they'll throw him out, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, for too long the devil's rode roughshod. But we rebuke him tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for a breakthrough in the heavens, a breakthrough in these meetings, a breakthrough with the power of God in their lives afresh. Rid us of every fear and everything of the devil. Sanctify us and fill us with the Holy Ghost afresh. Let the gifts of God move in these meetings. Manifest tongues. Manifest interpretation of tongues. Gifts of healing. Working of divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Like our brother Laurie preached, shake this house, Lord. And every one of us in it. And fill us afresh. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, we're hungry. Hungry for more of you. You promised they that hunger and thirst shall be filled. Fill us again, O God, and we shall be filled. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's continue to pray this evening.